Welcome to Ruby Rider's Pegging Paradise podcast number 74 on January 14th, 2014. You have all been very patient waiting for the next podcast. Actually, I imagine that you have been. Perhaps you've been very impatient, and I just don't know. Regardless, here I am. I had a bit of a creative block, and I am pushing through it. I've got a nice podcast all ready to record for you. I have a nice glass of sake in front of me, and we are just going to push through this creative block and go for it. So first, let me update you on the donations and all of you lovely, generous people out there that are helping me get to D.C. to do the panel at CatalystCon East. Thus far, my total was $610, and since the last podcast, I have received two more donations for my D.C. trip. One is from Sean and Carla. They sent in $50. Thank you very much for your generous donation, Sean and Carla. Really appreciate it. And then Joe sent in $25. Thank you so much, Joe. Really, really appreciate the donation. That brings us to a total of $685. So we are getting there. I'm trying to raise $1,000. Perhaps I underestimated how much it would cost to get there and back. It's going to be about $1,000, so that's what I figured. And I'm sure I'll be able to do it with that, and if there's any extra, I can surely cover it. So any donations you would like to send my way would be most appreciated, and anything $50 or above will get a year subscription to my I Want It All erotica subscription. That entitles you to all of my archives. I believe there's 37 stories in there now. So if you'd like to send in 50, I will set you up for a year subscription to that as well. And you can also know that you are helping to send me to Washington, D.C. Okay, the first thing I have to share with you today is a very personal story. It's a very, very personal story from a listener who was kind enough to share it with me. And the reason that I wanted to share it with everybody is because certainly, it does involve pegging. I mean, the stories that I tell you guys almost always do have something to do with it. But moreover, I believe that it's a really good example of making a relationship work and the array of different choices that we have in how to handle coming together, two people coming together. There really are so many different ways to make something work. And I like to give you examples of different things that people do, and perhaps it will affect your life in a positive way or just give you something to think about in the way that you approach your own relationship. Okay. Judy first slid her finger inside my cookie, which is what we called my anus, only a few days after we first met in 1990. I remember that look of pure lust in her beautiful brown eyes as she said, "Trust me." I did choose to trust her, again and again, over our 20 years together. The internet, or the word pegging, did not then exist, and we had no way of connecting to others interested in this activity. The Good Vibrations catalog was our sole connection to this fascinating world of expanded sexuality. It was a world we traveled far and wide together with many wonderful adventures and with a love for each other that continued to grow over the years. When we first met, Judy and I were both ready to explore new emotional territory. I was 36 years old and was exiting a soured 16-year marriage with two young sons and a new business. Judy was 49, never married, never had children, or a relationship lasting longer than 3 years. She was very sexually experienced and happily retired in a beautiful small mountain town with a secure income. Plus, she was taller than me, 6'1" to my 5'10", and much heavier than me, 180 pounds versus my 150 pounds. She had only recently quit smoking cigarettes and was quickly gaining pounds. But since I am a lifelong non-smoker, this was important, and I decided that I could live with her excess weight better than her smoking cigarettes. There was something very solid and experienced about Judy that drew me to her immediately. I desperately needed something solid in my life at that moment. And once I got over the age and size difference, she began to look better and better to me, especially because she expressed a love of life and a love of sexuality that I had never experienced with another person, man or woman. She never once betrayed her promise to me of being trustworthy. It was a great lesson that we should first fall in love with the person that lives inside the body, and then learn to love the body in which they reside. Anal play soon led to more changes at Judy's request, including shaving my legs and wearing lingerie. I love sex, so I quickly reasoned that these things turned her on. The more I embraced them, the more sex I would experience. This proved to be good logic. In our first 2 years together, while still having separate households, they were marked by frequent steamy sex and fun forays of gender and costume play at any opportunity we could find. Halloween, Mardi Gras, a night on the town in San Francisco, or the privacy of our own homes. Through this, I learned another valuable lesson. If we cannot have the partner of our fantasies, it is equally fulfilling to become the person we fantasized having as a partner. And the reverse is true. If we cannot be the person we fantasize, it is equally good to have such a fantasy person as your partner. Judy did not come anywhere close to my fantasy of a slender femme princess type girlfriend, but she loved to make me her princess, and I learned to love being the princess. And Judy learned to love the security of being the dominant person in our relationship, which was appropriate, because she was a very opinionated and domineering person, in a loving and generous way. But before me, she was always held back by her early gender training and the words of her aunts and mothers who told her, "Don't act too smart or the boys won't like you." Anal play set the stage for much of these changes to happen. It opened me up in ways that will take many, many words to fully describe. And it helped me to give Judy a sense of confidence about her ability to control her life that she had never experienced. It was an important first step outside of the sexual identity box that we were taught as children, and for many years assumed was the only way to go about having sex and creating a happy life. During the first 2 years together, our courtship phase, pegging was a steady part of our intimate life. We learned to deal with some of the mechanical aspects of these activities, such as cleanliness and the emotional acts of spontaneity and timing. We learned that my regularly wearing an anal plug helped in all of these regards. It helped to loosen my bowels so that I would not have feces inside the colon near the anus. It also helped to loosen my cookie so that she could quickly penetrate without pain, and sometimes using a rather large dildo. While she mostly preferred the directly intimate contact of putting one or more of her fingers inside me, she also loved the take-my-breath-away effect a large dildo had on me. So I learned to always keep a large assortment of toys available near our bed and be extra ready whenever I suspected we might be approaching playtime. Using the anal plug took on a new meaning once she was dressing me in an outfit she had chosen for our next costume adventure. This included me wearing 4-inch pumps. When I put on these pumps, while also wearing my anal plug in anticipation of playing later, the effect on me was sudden and visceral. The tilting of my pelvis caused by the heels and the swinging of my hips needed to walk effectively caused the anal plug to twist and roll against my prostate in a way that produced an immediately pleasurable experience. Every step became a mini orgasm. I should emphasize the word mini because the combination of the anal plug and heels did not really bring me to orgasm, but it did bring me close to the edge of orgasm, and every step I took kept up this lovely, wonderful feeling inside me. It was this moment when I first marked the opening of my consciousness to being a woman. Dressed in the lingerie to be worn under my costume with the anal plug and heels, my lover looking at me with eyes of passion and desire, I felt that surge of love, of vulnerability and safety. An intense desire surged through me to be everything Judy desired. In that moment, all my defenses melted away, all of my past fears faded away, and the future felt completely unimportant. There was only this moment of the passion, joy, and desire of two souls and two bodies joining together as one. I want to be clear that this whole process was a joint effort. What Judy and I created was a combination of both of our fantasies. I had dreamed of wearing women's clothes for many years, and I'd begun to make my first feeble attempts to do so just before meeting Judy. And after the painful ending of my first relationship, I opened myself to finding new ways of thinking, living, and loving. And as I have mentioned before, Judy was very sexually experienced with many different lovers. Only after her passing, while going through the photographs she never showed me, did I realize how many men and women there were in her life before me. She truly was a sex goddess. While I mention above about the consciousness of being a woman, I want to emphasize that this was and still is a matter of conscious perception, and not my physical biological reality. I am physically a male and happy to be so, but my spirit is not bound by being a male or by being female. It is also possible to become a combination of male and female, or even achieve a consciousness beyond gender. Once we have stepped outside of the box of our rigid self-consciousness, it is possible to be almost anything we can dream. All of what I learned from being with Judy and the many ways we lived and played together did not replace any part of my self-identity, my self-esteem, or my self-awareness, but merely added to all of the experiences I brought to our relationship. It is this mental and emotional growth that was based on a lot of careful personal work and triggered by my pegging experiences, which has carried me into the new and fascinating final phases of my life where Judy is no longer present. I have a lot to look back on with joy and pleasure, but I also believe there are many new pleasures still to come. I highly recommend experimentation with wearing an anal plug while wearing high heels to any man who has had positive experiences from pegging. Thank you for writing in. KD, that is the screen name of this man. And he actually offered his phone number, and he and I had a nice phone conversation. It's amazing how when you have similar sexual interests, even just knowing that he's a listener and he shared all this personal information with me, it was easy to call up and just have another conversation, and it was almost like starting off as friends. And I really, really appreciate the story, Katie, and obviously sorry to hear of Judy's passing, but really happy for you that you had those 20 wonderful years. You know, another person, I believe it was a comment on FetLife, who said, you know, it's just amazing what you can experience with an open mind. And I think that your story shows so much of that. You mentioned all along that it really wasn't what you pictured, but you found so much happiness there. And that's the best. That's a lovely thing to hear, because rarely does life give us a beautifully wrapped up package of exactly what we're hoping for. And I'd really like to hear from some men out there who are interested in trying out the butt plug high heels experiment, because that is a lovely piece of information. I want to hear some feedback from some other guys about that, if they have tried this and what their experiences were. Because if I find the right size high heels, it might be something I will ask a partner of mine to do. That sounds like a lot of fun. Once again, thanks for writing in, Katie. Okay, let's see here. If you've been hanging around Pegging Paradise long, you know that silicone's the way to go for most sex toys. But one of the things about silicone is that there are different kinds. And, you know, this whole toxic toy thing can get kind of complicated sometimes. And this is one more aspect of it. You know, it's not enough that it's okay, we need silicone toys. There are different types of silicone, and what you're always going to be looking for is platinum-cured silicone. Now, if you have a manufacturer who says it's 100% silicone, if you call them up and they can't tell you whether it's platinum cured, I wouldn't really trust them for it to be platinum cured. Platinum cured is a more expensive way to make silicone toys, but it's the safest. It's the only safe way, because otherwise contaminants can be present. So the reason I'm getting into this is because I found a very nice and concise article about this that tells you exactly how they make the different types of silicone. And I found it at a blog called, I love this name, Mr. Will's House of Thrills. And he wrote a very concise article about it. And also, I love one of the lines he put in here. Take your sexuality by the horns and hold manufacturers to a higher standard. There's something about that that just tickles me. I really enjoy that. So Mr. Wills and I have communicated via Twitter and a couple of blog comment back and forth. So I'm happy to recommend this article to you because it fills in one more space of knowledge about toys. And yes, do insist on platinum-cured silicone. It's the best kind. It's the only good kind for your body. Okay, now we have my favorite time, you guys, my favorite time, pegging celebration time. Okay, so check out this story. My wife and I have been together for 9 years now. You could describe our sex life as vanilla. The craziest we ever really got was my finger in her ass and her finger in mine, with occasionally my penis finding its way to her beautiful back door. One day, she was playing with my ass, and pre-cum started rushing out just before I reached my orgasm. Needless to say, after seeing that, anal play had my full attention. I started my investigation. After reading a few websites about prostate pleasures, I ran across something called pegging. I thought to myself, never heard of it. Sounds interesting. So I continued my research. I came across your website and saw that you provided podcasts, so I started listening. I would listen on the way to and from work. I could easily get in 3 or 4 on my days off. I was hooked. The more I listened and learned, the more I needed my wife to take this ass. I realized that this would be a very interesting conversation to have with my wife. I wanted to make sure things went perfectly, so I spent the time to learn as much as I could before I approached her about this. So I started at peggingparadise.com, podcast number 1. I listened to 72 podcasts in 3 months. Wow, I learned so much. Here it goes. I'm ready. After a session of her sticking a finger in my ass, I turned to her and started explaining to her how good it feels. She reached for my hand and put it on her pussy. She was dripping wet and said, "Doing that to you gets me so excited." I told myself, "You will never have a better opportunity than this to ask her." Somehow, I gathered the courage to tell her my desires. All I can say is thank God I married the perfect woman. Yesterday, we received our harness and toys in the mail. Today, Saturday, January 11th, we got a babysitter, hotel room, and all night long to ourselves. May the good times begin. Thank you, Ruby, for sharing your information and your passion with the world. As you always say, changing the world one ass at a time. My ass will never forget you. Now, I got that note, and I was planning on doing my podcast the very next day, and I thought, you know, I'm going to put this in for pegging celebration time. And literally, had I got the podcast up that night, it might have even been during the time when they were doing the pegging, which would have been really cool. But this is also really cool. He sent a short note as a follow-up. And in, let's see, it says here, in caps, it says, "Great success. Last night was unbelievable. It was better than I thought it would be. For being beginners, my wife performed like she knew exactly what to do. She ran the fuck last night. She looked so hot in her lingerie and a dildo. My ass hurts so good this morning." That is so awesome. I'm really happy for you guys. And I admire you, sir, for your patience, because you did a lot of research. You waited a long time to talk to her about it. And I must say, when you were talking about how she just was dripping wet because it was so exciting for her to play with your ass, that's exactly what happens to me. I can so relate to your wife. I really, really can. That's exactly what happens. In fact, I usually share that with my partner and let them see that, let them taste that. Yes, it's really, really exciting. So I'm happy for you too. And I think you just did this all so well, even to the extent of the hotel room. Good for you. Get the babysitter, go out. Make it something that's really important for the two of you. Make it a priority. Get the babysitter, get the hotel room. Yeah, very, very smart. Well done. If you want to send any more updates, you know, I'm sure we'd all be happy to hear them. And congratulations. Okay, this was a question I got sent on FetLife. And it was very brief, but it made me laugh. And also I realized that, sure, I could answer this question. Here you go. Hey, is there a way I can hold a dildo in my ass as I walk around? There's not even any punctuation. There's no question mark or anything. But yes, there is. There absolutely is. First, I must say, sir, that you're rather ambitious. Most people just want to wear a butt plug when they walk around. They don't really want a full-on dildo up their ass. However, it is totally possible. And I'm going to put a couple of links on my Linkorama to a couple of harnesses. There are harnesses meant for men. They have a cock ring that will go around your cock and balls. It won't constrict them, but they just fit through it. And they're beautiful leather. And then they have a little sort of pocket that you can slip in a flare-based dildo for your ass, or a butt plug if you choose to do either one. And they're beautiful. I did a little shopping for you. Looking around, exploring things, and I found one at the Stockroom, and I found one at Extreme Restraints. And they're both absolutely gorgeous. And you know what? I really, really want one now. I want one because it's really hot looking. And just the idea of a man walking around with an entire dildo up his ass is pretty damn cool. So thank you for asking that question. And that would be your answer, Mr. Ambitious Man. Ambitious Ass Man. Let's see here. I have another really cool letter for you. Okay, this is from the partner of a listener who has written in a couple of times before, and I actually posted the picture of this woman. He referred to her several times as my perfect girl, and I posted her picture on my blog. And she is quite lovely. So I actually heard from this woman via my Facebook page. Hi, Ruby. You've heard from my perfect partner a few times, read a few of his letters, and you've even posted a picture of me on your blog. And thank you so much for your complimentary description of this picture. I thought it was time you heard from me as well. I know that most of your listeners are men. After all, that's how I heard about you. My boyfriend asked me to listen. He found you after we started pegging, so we were both thrilled to come across your podcast. We are both in our 40s and very experienced sexually. There weren't a lot of firsts left for either of us, but pegging was definitely uncharted territory. He's a big guy with many outdoor interests. Guns, hunting, fishing, works with his hands, etc. I'm quite the opposite. Pretty girly, and shopping would be my hobby. We got together later in life and had an excellent sex life even before pegging. I'm sure it was more difficult for him to bring this up more than it would be for most men. It was unexpected, but hot. Now that you know a little about us, my hope is that our story will help thrust others over that start line. To any and all women who may have been asked to do this, or hopefully are considering pegging, please, absent of judgment, just try it. I will admit that I thoroughly enjoy the sight, sensation, noises, and pleasure I bring to my man by giving him exactly what he wants, and then some. But I had no way of knowing I would like it. Yes, it sounded hot as hell when he confided these desires to me, but still, how could I have known what it was like until I tried it? Luckily, I fell in love with him even more, if possible, knowing he trusted me like he's never trusted anyone else, not just in telling me, but being vulnerable enough to allow us both into virgin territory. It was awesome. He was completely mine. His desires, needs, fantasies, I was making them come true. Being someone's dream girl, for lack of a better term, is enough to get anyone off. After I penetrate him and he takes all of my cock, it is on. I can barely speak for watching my extension rush in and out of his eager ass. I take it all in. I love to listen to him intently. The change in his breathing, the sound of his hand working his rock-hard cock, my hips slamming into him, and then that perfect moment when I know I've got him right where we both want him. I grab his waist and start pounding as furiously as I can while he's all but screaming until he has the most mind-blowing orgasm, only the kind that can come from pegging. As soon as it's safe, I can't get my harness off quickly enough to roll over and take care of myself. My orgasm comes in a matter of seconds after that erotic festivity. Then we lay very still, naked, wrapped as one for several minutes, both fully and completely satisfied. Pegging, to simplify it, has brought us closer than I thought possible for two people. Pegging takes another level of trust I was unaware of until we had the experience. I would like to close by saying that even if we hadn't had and continue to have phenomenal pegging experiences, I know I wouldn't regret having tried it for him. This was something he wanted and trusted me with, not to mention something I was capable of providing for him, so why not? Worst case, we don't do it again. But at least he knows I tried for him. As it turns out, I don't ever want to stop. I get as much out of it as he does. Be adventurous. No one is judging you but you. Thanks, Ruby. We adore you. Wow, what a letter. And for all of you guys listening out there, I bet you guys got hard-ons because it was an awesomely erotic letter. Wow. I love the phrase, erotic festivities. I really, really liked that. And the other thing that was really cool to hear and is part of the reason I'm really glad that you wrote is that it sounds like he's the guy's guy. You know, he's the man's man with all of his masculinity on his exterior. And to hear about guys like that who get into pegging and who have the courage to ask their partners really kind of warms my heart for a whole lot of reasons. But mostly because I think that, like you said, it was probably harder for him to ask just because he's that kind of guy. And therefore the taboos, the assumptions, the social repercussions and things would be harder for him than it would be for a guy who wasn't like the total masculine dude. So good for him and good for you. You are both Dan Savage's definition of GGG. Good, giving, and game. As good as in good in bed, giving as in giving of equal time and pleasure, game as in game to try just about anything. It's all there. It's like in your letters. It's so awesome. So thank you for writing in, and especially thank you for writing in because I love to hear from the women, and you know that. I would love for more women to write in and tell me their stories because to hear it from the other side of things really gives guys a better viewpoint of how some of us totally, totally love it. You know, I can't say across the board all women love it, but at the same time, there are a lot of us who do. So assuming that it's this big chore and this big, oh my God, I'm not getting anything out of this. He's making me do this to his ass. Don't assume that, guys. You know, yeah, dripping wet. Dripping wet, absolutely. So I can so relate, just like the last letter that I read for Pegging Celebration Time. Mm-hmm. Yep, it turns us women on, some of us just intensely. So know that that's at least a possibility. Don't assume that it's this guilty pleasure that you want the woman to take all of this effort and this chore and do it for you. Some of us fucking love it, man. We totally love it. Thank you for writing in. Thank you very much. It was a delight to read. Okay, what else do I have for you? I have just a link for an article that I'm going to put in the Linkorama. And briefly, the reason I'm putting this up is because it's important information for people who own sex toys. And hey, we all own sex toys, right? Okay, so the new breed of sex toys, the really, really good ones, are usually rechargeable and waterproof and way, way cool. But there are still absolutely sex toys being made out there that use batteries. So there's this amazing article on the blog You Only Wetter, which is an interesting name. It goes into a lot of detail about batteries and how they interact with sex toys and how some batteries that you use in sex toys should not be used drained all the way down until your sex toy won't move, because it actually can burn out your sex toy. It was really, really good information. And like I say, since there are a number of toys out there that are still battery operated that people are using, that don't want to pay for the really expensive ones that are rechargeable and waterproof, even though they're going to last you forever, this is all really good information. And there are alternatives as well. If you don't have a rechargeable toy, then definitely get rechargeable batteries, but get the right kind. It goes into a lot of detail, but you can skim it and get great information out of it. And for those of you who are interested in these interactions of batteries and toys, you will find a vast array of information. So I'm going to put it in the Linkorama. And thanks to the You Only Wetter blog, which I believe is a UK blog, from the web address. I've left a little note that I'm going to leave a link to that article on their blog. So enjoy it. Let's see here. Kindle download stories. I want to talk about those again. I have not all of my stories, but a fair number of them up on Kindle download. And you can go check those out. All you have to do is go to Amazon and put in Ruby Rider. Just make sure you spell the last name the right way, R-Y-D-E-R. And my stories will pop up. The Women's Best Erotica 2014 is available for purchase. And probably the best deal you're going to get is on Amazon. It's so funny, you know, because it just came out. But I'm already seeing used ones for sale. And I'm not sure how they qualify those. I mean, what do people do? Read it really, really fast and then just go ahead and sell it right away? It's kind of wild. But yes, you can get that Women's Best Erotica 2014, edited by Violet Blue. That is available on Amazon, as well as a number of other places, Barnes & Noble and Kleist Press website itself, which is the publisher of it. And interestingly enough, I got contacted by Kleist Press today. They would like me to consider doing an interview with a couple who are releasing a book. And so I'm going to talk to them and see if this is something we can work out, because I'm new at the interview game, as you all know. I've just done those two with the man who went to go see the pro, but I love doing them. And I'm going to see if this is something that we can work out, because I want to bring you guys more interviews. And it's funny, the woman at Kleist Press actually suggested that I do an interview with Charlie Glickman. So I'm going to try and get that for you guys too. Certainly if there is someone who is an expert on prostate pleasure, it would be Charlie. And as you recall, he wrote the book Ultimate Guide to Prostate Pleasure. And he co-wrote it with Emirzian, I can't remember her last name. No, that's her last name. I'm trying to think. He co-wrote that book with Aslan Amirzian, and he would be a lovely person to interview. So I'm going to try and put my big girl panties on, take a deep breath, and do some interviews. They're a little scary. They're off the cuff, you know? But I am encouraged at my own abilities after leading that panel. So, yes, interview time. If you have any suggestions about people you'd like me to interview, you're welcome to send those in as well. What else? Oh, you know, I mentioned the Kindle download stories. What I want to say about that as well is that, you know, you can download those stories and pay like a buck or a buck and a half or whatever a piece for them. But really, the best deal, you guys, if you like pegging erotica, is to go to my website and buy an erotica subscription for $50 for a year. Okay, that's like per year. And you get access to all of the archives. You not only get one story a month, but you get access to all of the archives, which I think there's about 37, 38 stories in there now. So it's a lot of erotica. It's a lot of good reading. Okay, I believe that would be it. I'm not getting a whole lot of questions on my question line, so if you guys have questions, please feel free to call in and ask them, and I would be happy to play them on the podcast. That question line is 805-500-6544, 805-500-6544. Unfortunately, I do not have an orgasm to play for you this time, sadly, very sadly. However, I hope to have more for the next podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_writer. I have a Facebook page that would appreciate a thumbs up. You can subscribe to my blog, which has sexy pics and things that never show up on my podcast, like links to other wild and wonderful places. My podcast is on iTunes and can also be listened to directly from my blog at peggingparadise.com. And if you want to go to iTunes and rate my podcast and write me a cool review, that would be totally awesome. And as I mentioned, my stories are now in the Amazon Kindle store available for purchase. You can send all your stories. If you don't want to call in, you can send your stories and questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. And as always, thanks for downloading and listening, and happy pegging.